Hello, Marty. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
All right.
Mark, it's lovely to see you. Thank you for your time and thank you for talking to Ireland.
Oh, no, it's always nice to join up with my friends in Ireland.
We miss you. It's been a long time.
I'm not so sure that I'll actually ever be up, that I'll be back touring.
No, don't say that.
Well, I think I'm getting a bit past the touring thing now, and so I think what I'm learning to do is to stick play to my strengths, which is to write the odd song and go into the studio here in London and try to record, make a record of it. That's the high point actually for me now is getting the having the band sessions, and they're just wonderful. They don't happen often enough. So there was a long gap to this one because I think the pandemic must have been part of it.
Of course it was. It threw us all off for years. We lost genuinely years. And I know you've got that beautiful studio that was probably sitting quiet for quite some time. And yes, you were able to go in and mess around, surely.
Well, I go in to record songs, and I just feel terribly guilty if I went in there to try to write songs, so I do that at home. I think I let people. I'm always happy when people are in there. I mean, there's a big film studio thing going on in there at the moment,
Fab.
so it's great for those kind of for projects, recording projects. And I'm very proud of the place, actually.
Well, and so you should be. It's a stunning looking facility. It really is a beautiful looking facility. I read once that you have a kind of a mantra that you want to write a good song, and this is coming back to what you were just saying there about writing at home. Write a good song and then make a good record of it. And now you have this beautiful facility to do all of that. But how, after so many years, Mark, do you keep that passion? Do you keep that flame burning hot?
I don't know. I think you've got to be slightly odd. I think being more than a little bit obsessed is part of it. What was it that made me want to? The first time that I heard "Because They're Young" by Duane Eddy,
Oh my goodness.
I made the little kid up my street play it for me 10 times. So I mean, it's that kind of obsession, I think. So it's not normal. I don't think you have. I don't think it is normal. It's slightly obsessive behavior, but I love it. I mean, there's it. I suppose I became a songwriter by accident. That I sort of fell into it because it came from being in a band. Being a band member, and it's the way you think of yourself. Now, I didn't really think of myself as a guitar player until I played guitar for a while, and I sort of said, "Oh yeah, well, I'm a guitar player. I play a bit of guitar." And then the thinking of yourself as a songwriter took a while too, and but now I do see myself as a songwriter, and that's the most important thing to me that I do now. So what I'm going to try and do with a little bit of time that there is left, I'm going to try and write the odd decent song and hope that it makes the world a better place.
My goodness, it's quite surreal to be sitting here and listening to you talk like that. Write the odd good song. My life, I'm 50 years of age. The weekend this new album, your 10th solo, comes out, right? And when I think back of from Sultans all the way up now to stuff like that's on the new album, Two Pairs of Hands or Tunnel 13, you have this. Oh, this beautiful knack of storytelling in songs. And I don't know if it's your journalistic background. I don't know if it's that you ride motorbikes and you can get into your own head. And,
Well, the story, I think I got fascinated by songs when I was a little kid rather than by instrumental music. I get fascinated by by a song so I could sing songs when I was 18 months old. So I, one or two songs, I sing, trying to sing the words. The words, I still know the words to comedy songs, you
okay,
know.
Okay.
And so why is that? I'm not sure. And, but when Chuck Berry came along, then they just went straight in, you know. I was signed up, and I was a fully paid up member of the rock and roll fan club, the Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis fan club. So,
do you remember trying to play those songs first time round?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely, and still, I'm still familiar with it. I mean, so yes, it's a. It's just a love affair that, you know, that you can never walk away from. I will always feel, you know, when I hear long distance information, I'm there.
Wow.
You know, so it's just, I'm a fully paid up member of that union, you know.
Oh my goodness. It's magical. When you talked a second ago about being, you know, obviously you're an amazing guitar player, but you said, you know, oh yeah, I can figure this out or whatever. You have got an iconic sound. And again, how did that develop? How did that instantly recognizable, that's Mark Knopfler playing guitar, sound come about, do you think?
Again, it's more by accident. It's from doing everything wrong. Because really, when you think about it, a plectrum, a pick is actually, it's the best amplifier there is, and it's clearer, and you get a clear sound coming out. Fingers tend to be a bit wishy-washy, and
can be a bit mutey, can't they?
Then they can be nice. They can be intimate, you know. And so I just felt a little bit more intimate with the guitar, with the fingers. As I was learning to do more stuff with the fingers, I think that I would lose a lot of picks anyway.
Yeah.
I'd just lose them. And so half the time I couldn't find one. And I was just doing more things, breaking the rules with fingers and thumbs. So
okay.
I just developed a style which any self-respecting guitar teacher would say was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to do that. But you can stick with it. It doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah,
but I
could
remember
you imagine?
A couple of guitar,
but
I
then,
can remember a couple of guitar teachers saying, well, you're doing everything wrong, but... I don't know, it kind of sounds
somehow
all right.
It's working. Come here, talking about playing guitar, is it true that you said Jeff Beck's guitar solo on Private Dancer was the world's second ugliest guitar
yeah,
solo?
Yeah, I was being ironic.
Oh, you were messing. Okay, okay.
Yes.
Because
oh, yeah.
I wondered what was the first. Yeah.
He was a wonderful... Jeff, I mean, was just on another level.
Yeah, wasn't he?
In fact, you know, that last thing that he's just played on Going Home, you know, or for the teenage cancer thing,
yeah,
that we've just done from the local hero,
yeah,
film, is just as beautiful as it gets. I mean, I think Jeff was really something other. He was on his own. He was something really, really special. And he was out there, I think, on his own as a guitar player, really, in many ways.
The UK really knew how to produce some serious guitar players over its time, hasn't it? It really has.
Yeah, just, it's the same thing, you know, just kids with their noses pressed against the window, you know, looking at the guitars and falling in love with Gene Vincent and... Not with Gene Vincent himself, but
no,
just
but the
with
player,
the whole,
yeah.
With the playing, the music, you know, I think with Jeff, it was, you know, it was actually, it was Gene's guitar player. And, but yeah, it's, for me, I've had a few wonderful circular moments when I found myself on stage with the Everly Brothers and been in the band and they're playing one of my songs. And it's amazing feeling, you know, all on stage with the Shadows and they're doing Going Home, you know, from Local Hero. And just those moments, you know, that I feel very blessed just to have had a couple of those moments.
You've had more than a couple now, Mark, to be fair. You've had more than a couple. You know, I'm very, very conscious of the lack of time because I said to Universal, I said, I need like a day to talk to Mark. I really and truly do. I do have some questions because I spoke on the radio today about having a chat to you. And I said I would give two listeners a quick question. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Fire away.
Okay. Matt in Cork wonders, who, present or past, would you have loved to have played alongside? And I think you've kind of covered that with the Gene Vincent and the Chuck Berry chats, haven't you?
No. It would have been great to play for me to play alongside. It would have been great to have played with got so many players, but I think if I'd stuck with the guitar, if I'd stuck with the guitar, I think I would have loved to have played with Django Reinhardt. I mean, but I never got good enough.
Right.
Yep. I never got good enough to actually go there. I didn't become a jazz guitarist. I just stuck with my nursery rhymes. But he was something ridiculous because, of course, his neck hand was injured in a caravan fire. He only had a couple of really fully operational fingers on his left hand, which sounds unbelievable. But yeah, Django was something else.
And
he was definitely, and when I hear Django now, he just seems to have arrived from another planet.
Yeah. Yeah. When somebody speaks to you like that, Aaron wants to know, Strat or Les Paul?
Oh, that's a great question because I'm stuck with both. I have to have both.
Okay.
You know, and so I've got a little collection of a couple of Strats and I've got a little collection of Les Pauls as well because you never know what it's going to be. You know, it's now there's some other candidates in there as well, but
okay.
I must say they are the main suspects all the time. It would either be a Stratocaster or a Les Paul, yeah.
You miss any of those babies that you sold? And congratulations, 10 million quid for charity again. Jesus, I mean, the work
is... Well, it's not all that for charity, but it's, you know, it's a fair bit.
Yeah, well, good on you.
It's a fair bit, but... They were just getting dusty, you know, and they need to be played. You know, you need to get friendly with them. And the actual amount of guitars that I will call on for a record now would tend to be, there'd be a handful of them. Yeah. You know, there'd be two or three acoustics that you strum, play the song with first, and one of them will work as a picking guitar for the song. And then two or three electrics that you could call on that make different sounds, but it's not as many as you'd think, and I've got plenty of those to choose from. An embarrassment of riches, really. So, they needed to go to new owners,
and new friends,
and new friends, and make new friendships.